Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday night, Acrisure Stadium. The Pittsburgh Steelers host the Green Bay Packers. This game is getting a lot of buzz, Paul, from around the nation. Many are calling it one of the best games of the season already.
And it's in a great spotlight at primetime Sunday night.
And joining us, Hall of Fame broadcaster Bill Hillgrove. William, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How goes it?
It goes good. We want to start with the story, obviously, the storyline in the NFL is this matchup Sunday night. But first, I'm sure you watched the game last Thursday night, correct?
Yes, of course.
And you saw after Aaron Rodgers threw a touchdown, he was tackled by his own lineman, right?
Roderick Jones, I witnessed that, and he got an earful from the quarterback.
Well, here's what happened after, and what you don't see on the video. They asked Aaron Rodgers about that yesterday. You're going to love his answer. Hear how he handles this.
You know, it was right after the throw. He's coming over to me and shaking me and shaking me. And like I text him, I said, hey, man, I love your energy. I love everything you're about. But also, I'm 41. Okay? You can't be out there tackling me like that. But I love Rod. We had a couple laughs about it. And, you know, I told him, I'm getting him next. You better watch his back.
I'll get you next. You better watch your back. How wonderfully to handle that question, right?
I think so. And, you know, the more I witness what Rodgers means to this team, the more I like him. And I must admit that when it appeared that he wasn't sure he wanted to play this year, I felt like saying to the Steelers, move on, get somebody else. But I think they had their designs on him the whole time. I think he wanted to play the whole time. And, you know, everything he said and everything he's done has pointed to the fact that he's a leader. He's showing you his experience. And what I like about him is he'll holler at veterans. And he'll also pat the young players on the back. And it didn't look like a pat on the back to Broderick Jones. But I'm sure as teammates, they handled it as well as they could.
I was thinking to myself, they're trying every which way to back him into a corner about, is this a revenge game against the Packers? And, of course, he disarmed that question by saying, no, I love the Green Bay Packers, and I love the fan base, and I'm going to win this game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, which, by the way, if he's able to do, he'd only be the fifth quarterback in history to have a win against all 32 teams, which is kind of amazing in and of itself.
Wow. Yeah, that is amazing. I think that's the proper mindset. And I've heard Mike Tomlin talk about it. People will bring up history. And, you know, you can't ignore history, but then also you can't let it define you. And what happened last year or in the past really means nothing about and its effect on this game. And I think, you know, they got to handle the Green Bay Packers. They got to worry about Micah Parsons. They've got to worry about a pretty good quarterback. It's in front of them. It's not behind them.
Bill, how do you see the game unfolding on Sunday night?
Don't ask me about how I view things. because I'll bring up my past history of, like, for instance, I picked the Germans in two world wars, and I've said that many times. It's hard to predict how a game is going to go. I've always believed that every game takes on its own life, its own identity. And that's what I liked about doing the Steelers for those 30 years is that, you know, every game took me on a magic carpet ride. I didn't know where it was going or how rough the ride would be. But that's part of the challenge and part of the fun. But I was a little surprised that the Packers are a favorite coming in here. Everybody's placing a lot on the loss to Cincinnati. And, okay, there were failures on the Steelers' part. And I think the biggest failure was to stop the run, which allowed Joe Flacco to just kind of relax and run the show with those great receivers. And we didn't put any pressure on him. And I think you put pressure on him by stopping the run, and I think that's what they've got to do first of all. So let's see if that improves.
We're with Bill Hillgrove. Question, Bill, four finalists, well, from the Steelers organization for this year's NFL Hall of Fame. Gary Anderson, a kicker. Marquise Pouncey, a center. James Harrison, linebacker. And Hines Ward. Why do they not allow Hines Ward to be inducted into the Hall of Fame? Why does he keep getting passed over? His numbers would suggest he should be in.
Yeah, you know, I think over the course of history, because of the great success of the Steelers in the 70s, there's a lot of jealousy with the rest of the league. And as soon as the Steelers bring up a candidate, oh, no, too many Steelers in the Hall of Fame. And I think to a degree they've kept one another out in that regard. You know, as soon as a candidate like Hines surfaces and is mentioned, the people in Dallas start gnashing of teeth and wailing. And you know, I just think that's the unfortunate political part of what goes on with the Hall of Fame. But I really do believe that Steelers keep Steelers out. And it's just a fact, and it has to be overcome.
Bill, what about Saturday afternoon? I'm really looking forward to the game on Saturday afternoon. Pitt is hosting North Carolina State.
I think, first of all, I look at plus-minus. Pitt is even on the season, as many takeaways as turnovers. NC State is -4. That's telling me something about, you know, their productivity, especially, their productivity on defense. Although they've got two good defensive ends, and I think Pat Narduzzi addressed that earlier in the week, and they've got on offense Hollywood Smothers, as good a running back as they'll face. C.J. Bailey has probably the second best official pass efficiency in the conference, although Mason Heinschel's a little bit better but doesn't have enough reps to qualify for that, at least in the league standing. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting matchup. Interestingly, the folks in Vegas opened it at 7.5, and it quickly went to 6.5, and that's what the Panthers are favored by entering the game on Saturday. So it'll be fun to watch. It'll be an ACC special, and, hey, you got to lace them up tight every night. I think that league this year is really balanced, especially at the top. You know, so many teams still have a chance to get to the championship game. And, you know, if not, you know, if you don't get that far, you're still going to get a much better bowl positioning if you keep building and stacking wins. And I think that's what Narduzzi and company have to do.
And Coach Pat Narduzzi does concur with you, suggesting that the ACC parity and is as tough a conference as any, with a lot of talent, that any team can beat any team in the ACC on any given day. We've certainly seen that. Homecoming Saturday at Acrisure Stadium. Bill Hillgrove and I will be on the air with Pat Bostic coming up 1:30 is airtime on 93.7 The Fan, the flagship for the Panthers. All right, Bill, thank you. Enjoy the weekend. I'll see you Saturday.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure, and H2P.
to Myra Rush in studio from our newsroom.
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. Trending tea?
Bon Jovi.
You mean?
Everybody, every drunk at the bar song. Everybody gets hyped for John Bon Jovi.
Especially this song. And by the way.
Yes, this is an absolute bar song. Go.
First big video was shot at the Civic Arena in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I did not know that.
Sorry, I got distracted.
That's awesome. That'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
I saw that. I said, we definitely have to do this. This is great. He recovered from vocal cord surgery.
Yeah, he's been off the circuit for a long time.
2026, he's coming.
And you know who's a huge John Bon Jovi fan? She's seen multiple shows.
Who's that?
Our former traffic star, Kathy Bergeron.
Oh, crazy, she's coming. She's bringing it.
I got to text her. Say, oh, my God. Bon Jovi is back.
Oh, my God. That's great.
I met him once at Star Lake, and we took him a guitar that was a gift. And he said, you know, introduced my wife as Dan Marino's sister, and he goes, oh, I talked to your brother. I told him, don't do that movie, Ace Ventura. It's stupid.
Aww.
This is before it came out, because they had asked Bon Jovi to be in it.
Get out!
Bon Jovi was supposed to be the Tone Look.
Yeah.
His character. Telling him, don't do the movie. It's going to be a bomb.
Aww.
John was wrong.
Oh, he was very wrong. But the tour dates and venues, Madison Square Garden, a couple of days.
Annie, where are we? Are we on that list?
Dublin, Ireland.
What?
London, Edinburgh, UK. Yes. I don't know. You guys are going to have to pack your things up and make your way up to New York City to Madison Square Garden. This is great. I like John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, they've been very popular.
Every drunk at the bar feels himself when you hear that song, I'm sure. Anyway.
What else is trending?
Jennifer Aniston, did you see that?
No, what? I watched that morning show. Well, she's on with Reese Witherspoon on Apple TV. Aaron and I were talking about that.
She revealed on the Armchair Expert podcast that she once rejected an offer to join Saturday Night Live.
Jennifer Aniston?
Feeling it was a very male-dominated show.
Okay.
She said she would have loved, check this out. She said she would have loved to join during the Gilda Radner days. Gilda Radner. Yes, yes, yes.
How about that?
But didn't feel women were treated fairly at the time, of course. So there you go.
And that's what's trending?
No. Halloween candy is trending. People are going at it.
Is there a list of the top?
They usually come out with a list. People are divided. America's favorite Halloween candy. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
You know, I'm a gusher guy now, but I didn't used to be.
All right. You know what? I'm done. You're a gusher? Gusher for Halloween candy?
Yeah, mini packs of gushers.
Oh, my goodness, Larry. Are you kidding me right now? You just killed my vibe.
Ken Rice.
Gushers.
KDK
for the babies.
KDK TV said they used to give out toast.
God. What? Of all the candy that you would say.
I'm kind of a chocolate guy.
Okay,
so
you could have said that. You said gushers. Nobody.
That's my new thing. What's wrong with that?
You're still in the baby's candy.
Don't say anything.
I'm a candy corn kind of gal.
I'm saying nothing. Aaron.
Oh, my goodness. Why are you looking at me like that?
Who?
You. Who? Did you sleep in a tree last night? Who? It's happening.
Oh, my.
Bye, Larry.
I love chocolate.
Okay.
Many Hershey bars that do the trick.
All right. There you go.
Aaron, do you have a favorite?
it's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Snickers.
Snickers. Mm. How about you? You didn't tell us.
I just did. You shot me down. I said I'm a candy corn kind of gal. Are you listening to me at all?
Apparently not. Are we married?
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Bye.
We have received a number of messages, so thank you for the heads up, and we'll let you know when we get it resolved. Appreciate your patience. Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show, and every Thursday we check in with a team member from, Next Take. I should know this. I listen every morning on the way in from 1 till 5 a.m., and it's a group of motivated University of Pittsburgh students, and we welcome Jack Toffanelli, who you can see on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Jack, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. So part of what we want to do with this segment is just kind of get a pulse of what is on the minds of our college students, in your case, particularly at the University of Pittsburgh. So where do you want to start?
I mean, we can talk about what we're talking about for today's show, actually. We were recording it just before I hopped on this call. And one of our bigger stories is the Radio Award winners. That was really exciting to hear. Amy actually emailed me and told me to do it, which is awesome. And we saw that at KDK. We won the major market category, I believe, which is awesome. So we talked about that. And other than that, I've kind of coined a little sports segment where I just talk about what's happening in the world of sports. And yeah, other than that, just hard news. That's really what it is.
Well, before we get to, and we could talk, it's homecoming for Pitt Saturday at Acrisure. It's Pitt and NC State 3:30 kickoff. But I want to mention this Marconi Award. So last year, KDK AM, this is a national award that is equivalent to, if you're in the movie business, winning an Oscar for Best Picture. In our case, for the radio station, KDK AM, KDK FM, The Fan won it this year. So back-to-back, AM and FM, it's an extraordinary accomplishment. And I really want to congratulate The Fan. We know that feeling from last year, and the fact that we can share this back-to-back accomplishment is a great tribute to all the team members that we have here. You know, the voices on the air get a lot of credit and complaints, but we share this all with the people of our team. So I appreciate you bringing that up. And Amy Mock is the mastermind behind working with all five of our stations, and she's been a part of putting this Next Take Pittsburgh together. Right, Jack?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I have a producer meeting with her every Tuesday, and we always talk about what we want next with our show. And there's tons of people to give credit for, like PJ, Lisa, Kevin Smith, all of them. But yeah, Amy, especially. She really helps us a lot. She guides us in an amazing direction where we're going right now. She gives us a lot of freedom, but keeps us organized and prepared for a show every night. So I can never thank her enough. She's awesome. And as well as every producer at KDKA.
All right, let's switch over to sports. Before we talk about homecoming, did you watch the Steelers-Bengals game at all last Thursday night?
Actually, I did not, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I'm a Packers fan.
What?
So
I'm sorry. This interview's over.
I lived in Waukesha when I was younger. So,
well, listen to this. Aaron Rodgers threw four touchdowns, former Packer great, right? MVP, Super Bowl winner, beating the Steelers back there. I was there in Dallas when he did it. But there was a play where he threw a touchdown, Jack, and then Broderick Jones, one of the big linemen, 300-pounder, was so excited. He shook him up and tackled him. Did you see that on social media?
I did. And Aaron Rodgers, he looked very mad. And I think for good reason. I don't think you can knock down a fragile old man like that.
What? Fragile old man? He's 41. Now, wait. You're going to love what Aaron Rodgers, he was asked about that yesterday. Check this out.
It was right after the throw. He's coming over to me and shaking me. And like I texted him, I said, hey, man, I love your energy. I love everything you're about. But also, I'm 41. Okay? You can't be out there tackling me like that. But I love Brad. We had a couple laughs about it. And, I told him I'm getting him next. He better watch his back.
So he said, I'm getting him next. He better watch his back. I thought he handled that really well. And seems like Aaron Rodgers is the full package. He's been a leader and a diplomat and a performer on the field.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've watched him my entire childhood. So it's no question that he's going to perform at any team, whether it's in New York or in Pittsburgh or in Green Bay. So it's just awesome to see him still playing. Hopefully he continues playing after this year, but I don't think so. I don't know. I have a lot of love for Aaron Rodgers.
And apparently the Packers fans still do too, and he back at them. It's really kind of special. So let's talk about Pitt's homecoming. AccraShirts, 3:30 kickoff against the NC State Wolfpack. And have you been following this 18-year-old quarterback, Mason Heinschel, for the Panthers?
Oh, of course. I mean, he's kind of the story of the season a little bit. He came in after the last quarterback got benched for, I believe, good reason, and he's been performing. I mean, he had kind of a rough game.
Uh-oh. Was same thing with Dr. Mike last hour at the same exact time. So, Aaron, we are getting a lot of texts about the intermittent signal drop.
Yes.
On the air, and I wonder if that has something to do with the video link, too.
Yeah, I think everything is interconnected deeper than we can even imagine. So, you know, stay with us. We're getting it together.
Well, we'll have Jack Toffanelli on again next Thursday. And these young people have an opportunity, really. They pre-record it the day before it airs overnight, 1 to 5. And it gives them a chance. So we can say goodbye, Jack. Now I can tell everyone, you can't say I don't know Jack. So, Jack, thank you. Where'd he go? He disappeared again. There he is. I got you.
Sorry,
now.
I don't know if that was my internet or not.
Now, we're having some technical issues. That goes with the game. You have to work with audibles, Jack. When things don't go well, you got to be able to move. So, appreciate it. Are you going to homecoming?
I'm not.
What?
But I'll be at the Notre Dame game. So.
All right. Well, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you so much.
Jack Toffanelli, University of Pittsburgh, from Next Take, right here on KDKA. Overnights, weekdays, 1 a.m. until 5.
A defiant John Fetterman remains a critic of the federal government shutdown.
We must keep our government open. And if somebody wants to primary me or the party wants to vote me out, it's like I'm going to go down being honest and telling you that this is wrong.
John Fetterman spent 12 plus minutes in an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox.
Michael Keaton's name is spelled wrong on his Walk of Fame plaque. It's not his name on the star, but in the description, it's spelled M-I-C-H-E-A-L.
And this is a great source of consternation for... I've done that myself. Of course, I wasn't putting it on a bronze plaque, but...
I have to hit backspace a few times a week or a month to respell Michael.
I feel bad. Nancy Polinsky Johnson, who's the mastermind, 13 years in the making, and the founder of this nonprofit, was mortified when she was told, this was after the ceremony, that they told her the next day, hey, we got a little issue, but no big deal, right?
Right. Sports reporters were asking Aaron Rodgers if Sunday night is going to be a revenge game against Green Bay, and he said, no, but it is special.
There's only a few of those kind of cornerstone franchises in the league, and Packers obviously been around for over 100 years, and Steelers been around for a long time. We've got a great history.
Yeah, and I think this is one of the most anticipated regular season games in the league.
Well, and the fact that it is in demand makes the tickets pricey.
Speaking of which, you want to know how much tickets are going for? I'm just going to
I am curious.
I'll pick StubHub, for instance.
All right.
Which is a very popular, you know, obviously Ticketmaster, and then the Steelers, you know, regular season ticket holders, they can do the exchanges online. Pittsburgh Steelers, Sunday night, tickets popping up. I want two. Oh, you can get a cheap one in the 500 section, $213.
Yikes.
But wait a minute.
What would ordinary prices be in that section?
I think that's actually a pretty good price. I don't know exactly the, you know, face value. But look at this. How about in the Champions Club, down low, that's in the end zone facing the river, $1,149 per ticket.
Wow.
50-yard line.
For the end zone.
$757. So, yeah, there's tickets available. There should be no show Sunday night, by the way. There's no rain, no snow.
It'll be chilly. That's it.
Chilly. I can't imagine people spend money for tickets and then don't, if they don't sell them, give them to somebody that's going to use it. It's a great experience. This is going to be magic.
And the Packers are favored, right?
Yeah. Last look was 3.5, which is rare for the home team, you know, under this team that's 4-2, and the Packers come into Pittsburgh. So we'll see what happens, and looking forward to it.
Wall Street saw red Wednesday as the Treasury Secretary threatened to curb exports to China that contain U.S. software. The Dow dropped 334 points. The NASDAQ fell 213. S&P slipped 35 points. The government shutdown is contributing to the national debt, now at its highest level in history. Data from the Treasury Department shows the deficit surpassed $38 trillion. It's also the fastest accumulation of $1 trillion in debt outside of the COVID pandemic, coming just 2 months after the U.S. topped $37 trillion. Many Americans can expect to receive a larger refund next tax season. New provisions under President Trump's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill added an array of new breaks, such as eliminating taxes on some overtime and tipped income. Higher earners will see the biggest boost, with the top 20% receiving 60% of the $50 billion in tax breaks. And we're talking turkey prices, that is. The star of the show for your Thanksgiving feast is seeing a significant wholesale price spike, 40% higher than last year, mainly due to avian flu shrinking flocks. The USDA says the average price per pound this season is $1.32, up from 94 cents. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Thursday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.